Good evening. This is our first official episode of our podcast, Perennial Paragon, based in Las Vegas, you know, originated in Las Vegas. We're barely starting off. We're a bunch of young cats, you know, trying to make it out the place that we're at and, you know, just trying to find our places in the world. So what this podcast is about what we experience out here in the streets, what we experience out here growing up in Las Vegas, the struggles we had to go through, and overall the experiences that we experienced growing up here in Las Vegas and what we have seen, what we're accustomed to, and the types of different people that we encounter around the area, you know, born on the millennium or right before the millennium. So you can kind of get a little perspective, a different perspective that everybody else is trying to give you. We're trying to just focus Perennial Paragons right now, just based off of Vegas, because we're a growing city right now. Like I said on the previous episode of, it was called initially Perennial Perry, but we're going to switch it up to Perennial Paragons because, you know, I feel like if I put it that way, whoever the guest is going to be the greatest as what they're doing. And our main mission here at Perennial Paragon is to inspire the youth and hopefully have everybody make smart decisions and not make the mistakes that we did, because, man, it's a really tough world now. I look at my parents and, you know, they grew up in a different world. They're less open to new ideas. I feel like the millennials that were born in 2000 era are more open to new ideas and are less, you know, how do I say this, indoctrinated or brainwashed into thinking like a straight line or thinking like a square, you know. Our main mission is to make the youth round and for them to be free. And now I understand not everybody, this podcast is not going to be meant for everybody. It might piss a few people off because we're going to be bringing ideas in that are, you know, really different from the current paradigm that we're going through right now. And we just want to talk about it, you know. It's a little better than playing games all day. It's a little better than, you know, wasting time, you know what I'm saying? So we just want to get this started and see where it goes. I got a special guest today. He was a basketball player up in high school in Centennial. It's Mr. Caleb. Would you like to introduce yourself?
For sure, yeah. Thank you, man. But yeah, my name is Caleb. I was born and raised in Las Vegas. All I know is Las Vegas.
But, Sin City, baby.
Right.
We're all the bad athletes. Hey, but we're going to turn it to Angel City, though, pretty soon.
Yeah. Focus.
Maybe the new name.
Right, you got to flip it. But for sure, yeah, just growing up, I was huge into art and just the aesthetics of things, and how that ties into now is that just coming up, just focusing on how things look and how you present yourself, you know, that's very important. First impressions, you know, very important. And that's just what I've, you know, really known, you feel me? So that's just about me, a little glimpse into what I have to bring. And what I could, you know, hopefully teach the youth that's coming up, that's going to be listening to this.
I could tell a lot what he means by that when he says first impression, man. Because as soon as I walk into this dude's house, it just looks like a straight paradise. Like I just came out of a house from Atlantis. I'm talking about there's plants up on the walls, there's plants up on the, man, it's not your average house for sure. Like I'm thinking about my house, the place I stay in, it's just so elegant over here.
Appreciate
so, I see what he sees. My first impressions is everything. But
so,
we're going to run through our topics right now. And, you know, we're going to see what we can do. Okay. So we want to target today on our first episode about health. Because me and Caleb see, or I see, you know, from based off my perspective, that kids aren't really aware or conscious about what they're putting in their bodies these days. And there's so much deceiving that's going on out here, especially from the people at the top. Because, you know, look at it this way. If you're rich, do you really want the poor to be rich? You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You want to have a bunch of workers. And, you know, I'm not upset about what's going on. But, you know, I feel like the people around me and the people that I want to have around my circle, I do want them to climb out of this place that we're at so that we're not in a position where we're making enemies from the rich, but also you know, we can live freely and have the money that we need to, you know, live happy lives without trying to make enemies out here, you know, because like Machiavelli said up in his book, The Prince, if you're going to be a prince, you're going to do your best to try not to be hated. And when people like you, when you know how to serve people right and you understand how, you know, human nature works and all of that, we can evolve into something different, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, all our people don't got to be dying because they're too loud of the knowledge that they know, that the knowledge is already out there for us to be sovereign and to be free and to not be dependent on anybody. But it's like, right, we're at the point where we can't afford our people to be dying. So the internet is there for a reason, but you know, like I don't want my people dying for helping other people, but also, man, turn our phone off, man, cut me off. But that's what we're trying to create, man. A circle of people that can be sovereign and can help each other out in times of need. So we're gonna target the first thing that we feel like is one of the most important things diet, man. But we're gonna switch that up. We're not dying. It's not gonna be a diet no more. It's gonna be a lifestyle, all right?
Facts.
No more. We're not dying off of the stuff that we eat. So I'm gonna have a okay. I guess we can start with morning routines. Okay, that's kind of important,
right?
Because
diet can be expanded from just more than what you put into your body. It can also tie into like how you treat how you treat yourself. That can be part of your diet. Like how you said, morning routine to start off the diet. That's very important. Like if you wake up at 5 a.m. and other people are waking up at 8, you got 3 hours on somebody each day, man. Like just to get into something. Like
awesome. Dwayne The Rock Johnson talking about we got bacon for breakfast, talking about we lifting up in the morning.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like start your mornings off right, man. You're gonna kill the day, seize the day, carpet.
We gotta target. Well, we gotta target something. Right. If you wanna start them on the day of waking up at 5 a.m. and you come across a dude that does not like waking up in the early in the morning. What do you think will be the process to get him emotionally riled up to wake up at 5 a.m.? For him to be able to see that waking up at 5 a.m. is something that, will become to a point where it's comfortable to him and he'll be able to see that it's good. You know, so coming from a place where, say, a kid graduates high school, right? He ain't got no job, you know. He out here selling drugs up in the streets. So you don't even know what time this dude is waking up. He's sleeping all day. Wake up at night, whatever. What do you think will be the process for that dude, over time? Because, we know that change won't happen overnight. So a step-by-step process, what do you think will be the whole blueprint to switching some dude selling drugs, not having any structure to his life, and have him waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning and enjoying that? How would we get him emotionally riled up? Or what do you think would have to happen in his life for him to be able to see that, okay,
that could benefit
him? That could be good.
Well, somebody from an extreme, point of view like that, man, it would just have to be, set on intent. Like, you would probably have to show that individual, like, who's around you that you really care about. Yeah,
especially if it's somebody you love, right? You see him, he's going down a dark path.
Yeah.
How do you get him out of that path? And if it's like your brother, your cousin, he's going down a dark path. The dude is chasing death. He's starting wars out here.
Right.
How are we able to get to see him the other side of life, a brighter side of life?
I think it would be very important first to just point out to him, the people around him, even if he has bad relationships with the people around him.
Right.
That love, he's selling drugs to your community. So it's like you're kind of like ripping that apart. So it's like it has to be more of like an intent, to like have more self-love for yourself first. And then also implement, mentors or just people.
That's really important, doggy. That can really
like show him that, selling drugs isn't your only way to become wealthy with it.
Right.
There's plenty of ways to become wealthy. So once that person sees that can completely shatter his paradigm of selling drugs. He might even tell the people around him not to sell anymore. You feel me? Like, That's just what I think.
Like, yo, the homie Calvin just went to jail. The homie D-Lo, man, he just went to prison. Ain't y'all seen that?
Yeah, I mean.
You get what I'm saying? But look, we're not trying to pick sides here. We're not going to knock your hustle. We know you're going to keep doing what you do. Regardless, if you listen to our podcast, we know you're going to do what you need to do, because y'all keep the balance out here. Because if nobody's going to do it, somebody's going to do it, right? But to the people that can relate to what we're saying, especially to the people that are not meant for this life and you know you could do something better, if you're going to sell drugs anyway, do not sell drugs just to flash to your friends. Right. You know what I'm saying? Do not sell drugs just to buy the latest J's. Do not sell drugs just to, you know, flex up on your friends and flex up the cash up on Snapchat. I get that can be inspiring to other people, but there's another way to be doing this. Right. There's this quote that I've been hearing around all the time, bro. The louder you are, the less of a man you are. You get what I'm saying? You know how, like, back in the 90s, like, Bad Boy and all that, like, real G's move in silence.
Yeah.
You know, Lil Wayne said the same thing. Real G's move in silence. But for a while, I'm going to admit, man, I was stuck in the sauce. And I didn't really understand. I didn't understand that whole quote that the more silent you move, the more, you know, the more smooth your pathway can become. Because the louder you are, bro, like, whether you believe it or not, there are angels and demons out here. You open yourself up for the possibility that this person can enter into your life. And you're not even, you can't even see what their true intentions are because you're too loud. Talking too that much, you don't listen to that person. What he's really trying to say, because I was reading a lot about Robert Greene, his new book, Human Nature. And he talks about a lot of psychology of people and the history of all that. And he said something very particular that, you know, captured my mind. And that was okay, like, on the first rule, the first law for 48 Laws of Power, to never outshine your teacher. And basically what that means, if you're in class and he's the teacher, you can see he's the pro. Right. You can see that he knows what's going on, right? But then again, you feel like you know what you're doing, you know what you're going on. By trying to outshine the teacher, by trying to outshine your mentor, you're pushing them away, because it's kind of like, I don't know if you call it ego or anything, but because they feel like they've done more than you, it's like a respect thing.
Right.
You know, it's a respect thing to just keep quiet and listen to your teacher. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's power right there. Being able to listen, because everybody these days, they think they know everything.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not knocking them for that, because it's a journey, like I said, but I really believe in my heart, yo, that everybody out here is born for success. We just kind of, we steer off the wrong direction, and, you know, the cycle starts over again. Maybe you're reincarnated, maybe, you know, whatever happens.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing, really, when you start seeing that. Like, everybody's got a place, like you said right here on your notes. Everybody's got a place in the community. The bad guys, we need the bad guys, because without the bad guys, how do we know what good is?
Exactly.
Right, on some yin and yang-ish.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's that polarity that's very important. And just to tie it back, go back to what you said about your path. Like you said, like, think about it. If you're walking loudly on the road to success, how are you going to hear anything else? Like, if you're...
That's a good point, bro.
But if you just, you know, in silence, you focused, you can see when somebody's... You can see people's intents from miles away. You see them, like, you're quiet. You feel me?
So That's a weird thing, because back in high school, yo, we used to get faded all the time up on that tree, you feel me? And I was a... I was a novice driver, man. I wasn't the best driver. But every time my boys would start bumping up the music, man, it's just like, yo, I can't drive. I can't hear my surroundings, man. Exactly. So it's like, that point that you brought up is really important, man, to just stay focused and have your goals in mind. That's easier said than done, because even today, man, I have trouble, like, staying focused on what I really want. You know, to me, it just seems like a pipe dream to everybody, you know? Yeah. And I really feel like, you know, everybody, especially the youth, is walking in the path of trying to be the best or trying to be in the spotlight all the time, yo. Yeah. All the time. You see that, man. Everybody's always trying to step over up each other. And because of that, I feel like these little kids, are especially around our age, kids born from like 96 to like 2001,
right.
These kids feel like they're running out of time, man.
I would like to touch upon that. Like, I feel like it's human nature to want to be great, but I also feel like everybody's different. And with that being said, people got to learn how to create and not compete with one another. Like, create your own path. You don't have to always step on your brother, step on your sister in order to get somewhere. You can create your own path to that same destination that they have. You feel me? So it's like, I feel like you should just create and not compete. Because everybody wants to be great. That's cool. That's perfectly fine. I want to be great. I know you want to be great. So it's you know, just don't step over each other.
And one more thing I want to touch up on when he was talking about mentors earlier. If you want to be great, one of the ideas that Tim Ferriss and all these other, you know, motivational speakers, whatever you want to call them, one of the ideas that they like talking about, especially Robert Greene, like, look, Robert Greene would be considered the mentor at this point because of his age and his experience. Look at Ryan Holiday, his protege. Ryan Holiday was a mentor, or no, Robert Greene was a mentor to Ryan Holiday. And look at that book that he just wrote, you know, I think it was called The Obstacle is the Way. And that can show you, if you read that book, Obstacle is the Way, from Ryan Holiday, that will show you the power in having a mentor and the power of somebody being on top of you to guide you to the place that you need to be. Because it's like evolution, man. You know, it's funny because my name is Darwin. Evolution, right? Evolution. It's really like evolution, because we can't be letting our generational curses, whatever you want to call that, to just keep going.
Right.
You know, we can't have the same people on the top all the time, man, because it's like, if that's the case, then the history is going to keep repeating itself. History is going to keep on repeating itself until, you know, we see our history, we know what's going on, and, you know, I feel like we'll never, ever come to a point where we'll banish evil, but then I feel like eventually, as the years go on, we'll evolve to know what's better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll evolve to know, because like, we'll see what the other side is, and we'll evolve to know what's better, you know, to treat other people, you know, how to treat other people right, and what's better for other people. Like, even, I even came to a thought, bro, that the people, the higher ups, the people that run this world, they're doing all the things that they do for a purpose. Like, for example, there's so many questions about 9/11, or like, Tupac dying, John Lennon dying, Jimi Hendrix dying. You get what I'm saying? But I really feel like there's a purpose to all that stuff going on. And the guys that are up top are bored. They're bored, man. They want a challenge. They it's too easy for them at this point. So it's like they want somebody, you know, somebody different, or a whole group of people who just do this thing differently. We can't be doing it loud like the Black Panthers. We can't be doing that anymore, because if we end up doing that, what are you going to end up to? 6 feet underground. Look at Assata Shakur. She's still on the run. She's still on the FBI's most wanted because people want to be loud. You know, like Kendrick and Joey and all that. They want to say, you know, the real revolution is happening underground. It's not going to be on the radio. It's not going to be tuned up in the radio. But this is why we're here for today. You know, we want to work on our city. And then maybe if we get something bigger, we can expand upon that. But all this stuff relates to health, whether you like to believe it or not, because you can have the perfect diet, bro. You agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. You can have the perfect diet, but if you don't got the right state of mind, if you don't train your mind to adapt to the world that we're living in, you're never going to get nowhere.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Ever. You're never going to get nowhere, because you can have the perfect diet. Yeah. You got all the nutrients you need, but like, one thing we got to focus on is our routines, what we're paying attention to, because things get addicting, man. And I'm guilty of that too. I'm guilty of that. And like Terrence McKenna said, no real change is going to happen unless we spend time on ourselves. And that's one of the main important things. Try to find some type of peace in wherever you're at, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was expanding off a diet, right?
Yeah.
And we were that brings it back to we started that with mentors and morning rituals and diets.
Right.
So I would just like to, you know, bring that up to, you know, maybe physical diet. I know a lot of people are into the veganism movement.
We gonna get us bounced back with an idea, man. Exactly. Talking about I was a vegan for 2 years, bro. So I got a lot to say. Yeah. I want to hear what you got to say.
But yeah, man, just I have nothing against nobody's diet. The vegan movement, you know, different things for different people. You know, like a lot of people in the vegan movement, they like to like maybe shame people that still eat meat.
Shame, bro. It's like, me. Why?
But it's like you don't need to do that. You know, people that eat meat, they still feel great eating meat. Like, I feel like you should just listen to your body. And if your body likes to eat meat, do it. You don't have to listen to what scientists say because those are mainly just observational studies. So it's like, it's just, you know, testing a bunch of people. That's not everybody. So, you know, just listen to your body. But if you do, if you're into the vegan movement, cool. Like, I've been a vegetarian for 2 years. So it's like, I do feel like the clarity and thought, you know, I don't really have brain fog. You know, I just feel great all the time. Not all the time, but you get what I'm saying. Like, but, you know, just listen to your body. That's all I got to say about, you know, just physical health, you know, exercise. All of that's very important. Very, very important.
I got like a quick question about this thing, man, because there's something like really that kind of sparked my mind up a little bit, man, about the whole the vegan movement and all that.
Right.
I think Caleb got a point to where he said experiment, you know, experiment to what feels good to you, because I still don't understand how somebody like Dr. Sabi can be the most healthiest man, you know, like, especially at his age, talking about this guy. Dr. Sabi would drop on the floor on his knees. Well, how old was he? He was somewhere in his 80s.
Yeah.
He was somewhere in his 80s, yeah. He would drop on his knees, and, you know, people here in America, when they turn 40 or 50, they drop on their knees, they break the hip.
Out, yeah, they're out.
Out. Trip to the hospital, another 3 bands just for riding up in the hospital, riding up in the ambulance, you know?
But he dropped to his knees straight.
You know, you could feel how hard his bones is. And that's kind of what I'm flabbergasted about, because I was a vegan for a long time. I didn't necessarily follow Dr. Sabi's protocol.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his protocol, dude, because I don't know much about this information, but I know a little bit to know enough. A lot of the vegetables that we buy off the grocery stores are not even real.
Clones.
They're not clones. They're actually branched off of one plant. They're branched off one plant, bro. Like, for example, the broccoli, cauliflower, those two plants are branched off one plant, bro. Like, the same family. Like, if you see the original plant, it grow. It has, like, pieces that look like broccoli and has pieces that look like cauliflower. I don't know what you call it, bro. You synthesize it or whatever. Yes. They synthesize that to grow a hybrid and grow differently from the original plant. So the original plant was supposed to be more medicinal than the vegetables we're eating now. So they're telling everybody, okay, vegetables are healthy, this and that.
That's crazy.
But it's not even the original plant that we're supposed to be eating. That's, you get what I'm
crazy.
Saying?
Yeah.
And that's what Dr. Sabi targeted. He made herbs and potions and all that stuff based off of original plants, not no, you know, hybrid plants, not no, yeah. Like Dr. Sabi even talks about the bananas you eat. He talked about a specific banana that you can eat. I think it's called Sabah. Because the bananas they sell on a conventional store these days is made to be really sugary. And you know, sugar spikes up your insulin and it makes you think all kinds of crazy. They did this project, bro. I was looking into Ajnanis Vonderplanet. He's actually a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
He was based off of Thailand until he died, you know, suicide back in 2013, you know. Okay, so he was talking about this study or whatever on monkeys, right? Okay, so one group of monkeys were fed bananas that were really ripe, like to the point where there was alcohol in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there was another group that of monkeys that they fed unripe bananas, unripe. So it was green bananas. Like, mind you, the more it ripens up, the more the sugar increases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these vegans are trying to propagate for us to eat spotted up bananas because there's more sugar in it, right? Mm. You got to kind of think about that because in a study, the monkeys that were fed the ripe bananas, crazy, bro. They were crazy. Like, they were out to get the other monkeys, like, kill them. You know what I'm saying? On that type of level.
That's insane.
And before I continue with the story, you kind of got to look at the vegans now. Why are these vegans so damn savage? Yeah. Excuse my language, but why are they so savage? Like, why are they so imminent on trying to kill humans for animals? Does that seem normal? Like, look, I don't even want to drop names, bro, but I'm going to drop them anyway. Oh. Really, the banana girl, bro, Durian Rider. These guys are crazy, the vegan fanatics. But this chick literally said she would kill a human over an animal. Mm. Is that okay? Is that considered okay, bro?
Nah.
Is that, you know what I'm saying? Is that just the sugar working up her mind, or is it the lack of, you know, lack of animal products? You know, you kind of got to think about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the monkeys that ended up in the study that were fed the ripe bananas ended up going crazy. Like, they would leave the pack, just do some wild stuff. And the guys that ate the ripe banana actually ended up being more calm.
Oh, the unripe ones?
Yeah, the unripe bananas that ended up being more calm and steady. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you question, man. Like, do we have to struggle to find the truth? The answer is yes, we do. Because there's so much misinformation out here.
A lot of digging, man. And then you got the whole internet in our pockets now, so it's like it's a lot of digging.
You got the whole world in the palm of your hands, baby. Yeah. Conquer the world. It's getting scary, bro. It's getting scary because it's too much.
Yeah, it's like, how do people handle all of that? You feel me? Like, so much info just in the palm of your hands, bro.
Man, and I'm glad me and you could kind of relate to this whole thought, bro, because man, I couldn't imagine growing up in like the 80s, yo. Where there was just TV, right? You know, or even before that, even before TV, right? Like, can you imagine a world like that?
Man, it just was more social. That's all I can really say.
Right.
Like, even though you got social media, you can connect to people all across the world, you still are in public with your phones to your faces, not interacting with people that's in your environment.
You know, before this whole thing started popping, it used to be weird for people to be on their phones.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day? Do you remember how weird it used to be to take pictures on your phone, bro? Do you know, remember how foreign that stuff used to be? Like, okay, it would become more official if you had a camera just like that one, right?
Right.
But nowadays, it's just so normal, bro. It's so normal for us to take pictures and videos with our phones. It used to be weird.
Right.
Like, I'm thinking to myself, okay, look, we're 21 years old, right? How's the world going to be in 2030, bro? You ever think about that? Look, 50 years ago, they shot John F. Kennedy up in Houston. Yeah. 50 years ago. That wasn't even that long ago.
It was like yesterday.
Yeah. 50 years ago. Can you imagine what the next 50 years holds for us, bro?
Bro, I feel like the next 50 years are going to entail, like, interstellar travel. Like, we'll just be talked about on the daily, you feel me? Like,
you think so?
I'm trying to hit a Mars today.
You think so? Because, look, back in the 1920s, they said by 2020, we'd be having flying cars.
Ooh.
Which we do.
We do. It's just not public.
It's not like an everyday thing. It's not, we're not living the Jetsons yet.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. We all know. We en route, you feel me? But my predictions for, like, the next 50, I feel like that'll be, like, an everyday combo.
Like a normal thing.
Yeah.
For us to have floating cars and
just interstellar tonight, all of that, bro. I think it'll be cool.
Can you imagine that, yo? Have you ever seen the movie Interstellar?
Ooh, that's my favorite movie, bro.
No cap. Bro, I was just watching a video this morning, dude, about Murphy's Law.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Whatever can happen will.
Is that will happen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
I was watching like a little video on it on YouTube and basically like there's like a whole science, dude, about bad things happening to us.
Mm.
And I'm gonna try to explain what I remember, but in life, we're more focused on the bad things and the good things happening, bro. Like, just for an average human. Oh shit. Just for an average human, like, we're more focused on the bad things happening and the good. And a good example of that is when we're driving, right? We're in a lane. We're focused on everybody else but our lane. Mm-hmm. And so if you think that everybody else is going faster than you, you feel like you're slowing down. You know what I'm saying? And that's Murphy's Law right there. Like, I feel like that's Murphy's Law right there, because whatever will happen, I think the video was talking about like whatever bad thing will happen is gonna happen, right?
Yeah, I heard that version of it too. There's like two